The US EPA is working on air quality rules that could allow more power plants and other major polluters to be located near national parks, wilderness areas, and reservations that now have what's known as Class 1 air status. Tribes that have the Class 1 designation have more clout to limit increases in pollutants like mercury, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen oxide on and near the reservation. The Forest County Pottawatomie Tribe just got Class 1 air status earlier this year for its reservation in northern Wisconsin. The tribe and its lawyers met this week with the EPA and other federal agencies to try to prevent any rule change. Jeff Crawford is the Pottawatomie's Attorney General.
The federal government has, in its wisdom, said that the United States is to have clean air, and this proposed regulation certainly runs counter to that as applied to national parks and to Indian tribes.
Crawford says a key topic of dispute is that the EPA wants to average allowable air pollution levels over a year instead of using current measurement periods of 3 hours and 24 hours. The tribes say the current law better protects the public during peak energy usage and periods of stagnant air when pollutant levels spike. In a written statement, the EPA National Office in Washington says it's making refinements in the rule to clarify how states and companies may calculate increases in pollution concentrations. Tribes and national park groups say they're also looking at how soon the Obama administration could reverse any change made by the Bush White House. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.